This is Peace Notes episode number 12, and I'm here with Pastor Clifton Knight. And he spoke on the message of Elijah, what doest thou here? Now, the interesting thing about this story in the book of Kings is that Elijah was running from someone, even though he was doing some very miraculous things prior to that moment. What, based on the message, what were some of the things you were pointing out why he ran?
Well, the most important thing why he ran away was when he got a threatening note from Jezebel, the wife of Ahab. The note states that tomorrow at this time, your life will be no different from one of those prophets and priests that you killed. And when he heard that, he did not hesitate. He just took, as you would say in Jamaica, he just took his feet in his hands and ran for his life.
Okay. So the man of God, after dealing with these false prophets on the top of Mount Carmel, he gets a note from one woman, and he mentions something about a woman's scorn. I know it's a famous quote, but you were making a point about that. Could you go into why you think Elijah ran from her?
Well, somebody says that an angry woman is fiercer than a charging bull. You cannot escape that, no matter how hard you try. So, I believe in Elijah's mind, the best thing to do is to run away and try to avoid that charging bull.
Now, you mentioned something that every Christian should do, regardless of the situation, about them going to God even when things seem so dire, as in the case with Elijah. But instead, he ran. And what are you counseling, or what does the Word of God counsel us to do?
Well, the Word of God reminds us, Psalm 46, it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. It doesn't matter where you find yourself, in whatever situation or circumstance, God will make a way. He made a way for Peter when he was in prison, and all hope seemed to gone. He turned up in the middle of the night and delivered him, passing all the guards, and when he reached the entrance of the prison, the big iron gate just opened on its own. God know a thing or two about technology right there. So it opened on its own. He turned up in the lion's den, and he delivered his servant, Daniel, from the lion, the fiercest of lions, hungry lions. He turned up again in the fire and insulate, sheltered, shield his servants, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, under no circumstance. And he promised also in Isaiah 42 or 43, 1 and 2, he says that when you walk through the waters, I'll be with you, and through the fire, I'll be with you. They will not consume or burn you or drown you. I'll be there for you. And so even in difficult times, the Lord is saying to you, I have your back.
Now, something we like to do in Peace Notes, as we hear about you talking about the different vicissitudes of life, how things can happen, the water, the fire, the lion's den, wherever we find ourselves. But you mentioned something about comparison. That's the way I would say it, that no Christian, whether it be Elijah, whether it be John, whether it be Enoch, should look at themselves any better than another Christian. But we find that in the Christian faith, a lot of times we do that. What is it, what reminder do we need to have so that we don't continue in that path?
All right. No, we shouldn't compare ourselves, and we shouldn't think ourselves better or more righteous than other individuals. Jesus told a parable of two men who went up to church to pray, to the temple. One was a Pharisee, a holy man, church man. The other was a publican who hardly had any knowledge of God. And the church man, or the Pharisee, stood up, beat his chest, lift his head to heaven, and he said, "I thank you, Lord, that I am not like other men. I pay my tithe and everything that I have. I worship every Sabbath," and so on. And then he compared himself. He said, "I thank you that I'm not like that publican." Now, when he was finished, the publican, somewhat confused and didn't know exactly how to pray. And the Bible said he bowed or buried his chin in his chest. And he said, "Lord, have mercy upon me, a sinner." And the Bible said that he went home justified more than the Pharisee, who prayed that rich prayer, boasting about all the things that he had been doing. You know, so don't compare yourself with other people. Just be gracious to other people and thank God that he has blessed you.
Wow, that's good. And it's interesting that you're mentioning these things, because as you spoke about what you were just speaking about there, the comparison and how we view ourselves and how God really sees us and how we're supposed to conduct ourselves based on the parable, this reminds me and somewhat summarizes what I'm hearing so far, is that Elijah ran because he felt he was alone. There was no other prophets but him. And God didn't ridicule him for that thought. He came to him, asked him the question, the title of the sermon, where are you? But not where are you in place, where are you in your mind, you know? And I feel like that's what's happening. We compare ourselves. Sometimes we think ourselves less than. That in itself is a sin. To think that I'm the one that's the lowest of the lowest. There's no hope for me. How could that be? Then to also think of yourself so high that you think you're better than the other Christians at the church because you know so much scripture, or you can quote so much things, or you can conduct a study, or you can do certain things. Like you said before, just because people go up there doesn't mean that they're more qualified or that those who don't come up are not qualified, you know? And I feel like that is the summary of what I'm hearing, even what we're discussing now. And correct me if I'm wrong, but we have to look at ourselves through the eyes of God.
Yes. Without God, we are nothing. Some people seek attention. They seek, the approval of men. They are concerned about what other people think and how people see them, and so on. But as a Christian, you don't need to seek the approval of other people. You just keep on doing what you have to do. Just keep on praising God and work for Him in your own quiet way. And let the chips fall where it lies, man.
Thank you. This is episode number 12 of Peace Notes. We're here with Pastor Clifton Knight, and we just receive a powerful word from him about Prophet Elijah and how we're not to compare ourselves, how we're supposed to look at ourselves as Christ sees us, not any higher, not any less, but as sons of God and daughters of God.